3 weeks ago, Alaskan voters had the option to pick between gubernatorial candidates who want to cap the permanent fund dividend and those who don't. Now, the two frontrunners, former State Senator Mike Dunleavy and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, both say they want to raise PFDs. But what could happen to the state's budget if their proposals are passed? From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has this story.
They don't agree on much, but both the Republican and Democrat frontrunners in Alaska's governor's race have a few things in common when it comes to the permanent fund and dividend checks that Alaskans get every year. They've both proposed raising the amount of the PFD, they both support putting the PFD program in the state's constitution, and they both say they want to ask voters if and how the PFD program should be changed. But that's where the similarities end, really. Last year, lawmakers adopted a plan that used money from the permanent fund to pay for state government and dividends. But those dividend checks have been in flux since Governor Bill Walker and state legislators started capping them in 2016. Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy has said throughout his campaign that he wants to undo all that. He says he wants to pay full dividends under the formula the state has been using since 1982. Here he is during a recent debate at Anchorage's CBS affiliate, KTVA.
The permanent fund and the permanent fund dividend worked well for decades. Nobody ever complained about whether the permanent fund dividend was $700 one year or $900 one year or $1,000 or $600. The people of Alaska had no issue with that. The people of Alaska got upset, Joe, when politicians stuck their fingers in that process without any consultation or any vote on part of the people of Alaska.
Dunleavy says he wants to pay Alaskans back for the 3 years of capped dividends. Add all that up, and it comes out to about $3,500 per person. Meanwhile, Democrat Mark Begich says he wants to take a percent of the permanent fund's market value every year and divide it. Half would go toward funding dividends, and the other half toward funding education. His proposal would bump up the dividend amount, too. It would have resulted in $2,100 checks this year. Both candidates have said they could streamline government to help pay for their proposals. In the past, Dunleavy has proposed cuts to Medicaid. He's also said the state could save money by not filling some open positions. But he didn't get into specifics on what he would cut, and his campaign would not make him available for an interview and did not answer emailed questions. Begich says the state will need new revenue. That's code for taxes.
I can tell you it won't be a wage tax and it will not be a gas tax. Gas tax hurts rural Alaska and is a regressive tax on the poor. A wage tax only affects people who are working.
During a recent debate in Fairbanks, Dunleavy said he does not support new taxes. But higher dividends have a direct impact on the state's budget. Legislative Finance Director David Teal says that higher dividends now mean higher deficits. Now, a deficit is not necessarily a problem. At least, Teal says it's not a problem when the state has billions in savings to cover the shortfall.
There was a time when we could have had no oil revenue whatsoever and coasted for 3 years, which in any other state is just amazing. Well, it was amazing here, too.
But Alaska has been chewing through savings to cover billion-dollar budget gaps for 3 years now, and it just doesn't have that kind of money anymore. So how does the PFD factor into the state's budget problems? Well, the permanent fund dividends are paid out of one big account that the legislature hasn't drained. That's the earnings reserve account of the permanent fund. At last count, it had more than $18 billion in it. And that's one thing both candidates could do to pay for their higher PFD proposals. Teal says technically there's enough money in that account to cover both of them. They could draw several billion dollars out of that account and spend that money on state government or education or send it directly to Alaskans.
That's not a huge problem, at least not right now. It becomes a problem only if we have big losses in the stock market. And if we have another 2008, 2009 type of year, that can vanish very quickly.
One other thing Teal says is that money that gets pulled from that account reduces all future dividends because there's less money in there to earn money to pay them. But while Alaska's next governor might want to change the PFD, it's going to be up to the legislature to decide to do it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Andrew Kitchenman, I'm Rasha McChesney.